This week's annual Ohio Farm Science Review, just west of Columbus, is a place where Ohio's farmers gather to test out the latest technology and trade stories about their crops. With the Trump administration escalating a trade war with China, tariffs are top of mind for many attendees. In the middle of a cornfield, pathways with names like beef, swine, and wool stretch off into the distance, lined with tents hawking everything from new gadgets to heavy machinery. The Farm Science Review has a county fair-type atmosphere, but it emphasizes education. Farmers usually show up with questions about best practices for pesticides or to shop around for new equipment. But this year, talk of tariffs mixes with tractors. Joe Brubaker admits he's concerned about the impact on his family's crops.
Yeah, I do. I don't like it. Our price of soybeans has dropped about $2.50 a bushel since they put that tariff on. Yeah. So I hope they take it off. Yeah.
That decline comes from import duties China slapped on U.S. soybeans after the Trump administration began imposing tariffs on Chinese goods, like steel and aluminum. Since then, the trade war has only escalated. Some argue U.S. producers will be able to find new markets for their crops. Ben Brown studies farm management in OSU's College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. And at an Ask the Expert panel, he explained that might look all right on paper, but it falls apart in practice.
And so, yes, we mathematically it makes sense to reallocate soybeans. It is difficult and almost impossible to reroute the supply chains in a timely manner, and that's where we start to see these differences in price.
To support rural voters, many of whom back the president, Trump's Department of Agriculture will offer up to $12 billion in funding to backstop farmers hurt by what it terms, quote, unjustified retaliation. For soybeans, the agency will offer farmers $1.65 per bushel. That's good enough for Tom Beckman.
We'll make it. Okay. Like I say, Trump's giving us $1.65 for our beans. We got a big bean crop, so that'll offset a lot of it. So it'll all wash out pretty well.
Beckman says the tariffs will hurt in the short term, but he believes now is the time for U.S. policymakers to put their foot down, and he's willing to accept the pain that comes with that. But OSU agricultural economist Ian Sheldon says the impacts could be bigger than many realize if the tariffs remain in place. He and others at OSU model a typical farm over a number of years, making assumptions for how many Chinese importers decide to buy crops from other countries.
Ohio farmers could lose 59%, could see a reduction in net income by 59% by 2024. That's a significant reduction in farm income, and this $12 billion is essentially a Band-Aid for 1 year.
President Trump has criticized America's trade relationship with China, calling it one-sided and unfair to farmers. But for his part, Joe Brubaker sees things differently.
But one thing about China, they buy a lot of our soybeans, a lot of them. So we can't complain too much about the stuff in the store that says made in China.
Earlier this week, President Trump announced another round of tariffs for $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. China is already moving forward with new tariffs of its own. Nick Evans, WOSU News.